Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
It's Tuesday, April 11th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live over the next 4 hours here in the War Room, 3 p.m. Central with the great Owen Schroyer. All right, I like to take action. I like victory. So we have the gun shop owner and big gun trainer here in Texas joining us in the third hour, who's just won his second federal court case overturning Biden gun control. He already overturned Trump gun control. So Michael Cargill joining us in studio, a great friend of mine. What a great patriot. I love victory. I love leadership. He'll be with us to talk about that. And, of course, the big case last Friday with the federal government and Soros putting in these DAs they've been funding that put people in jail for defending themselves, and the Army sergeant that had a gun pointed at him, so he shot the Antifa. Garbage, in my view. Cargill's an expert on that. He'll be joining us the third hour. But I'm going to open the phones up in the first and the second hour. And then we have a special guest in the fourth. But I was sitting here looking at all this incredible news just minutes ago before I went live. And I thought, where do I start first? And I think it's here. A week ago, or week and a half ago, Barack Obama, who's really president right now, gave a speech, and it was recorded, and they put a transcript out, and he said, it's Trump's fault China double-crossed the West and that China's taking the planet over, and that China's about to invade Taiwan. Remember that? Covered at the time. And I have a George Soros clip from 2009 where he's being interviewed by the deputy head of the Davos group, Christina Freeland, and how China's going to take over and we got to get rid of the dollar and America's done. You fast forward 10 years, 11 years, going back about a year ago, and Soros says Xi Jinping is Hitler. We got to have war with China, and China's the most evil force on earth. So back when George Soros thought he controlled China and Xi Jinping, China's the best thing since sliced bread and mother's milk and blue skies and a full tank of gas. But as soon as China doesn't follow his orders, the tyranny he helped set up is the worst thing on earth. So we've got those clips. We're going to be getting to those coming up next segment. Because what does that illustrate? These globalists are not in control. They're not all-powerful, and they're dangerous. And we don't just need the general public to turn against these people. We need everybody in the system. I don't care if you're black, white, gay, straight, old, young, brown. I don't care if you're polka-dotted. These people are crazy. And they just hit us with a bunch of poison shots regardless of who you are. How many establishment people died from the shots? They didn't get a memo not to take it. We've got to come to our senses and just pump the brakes, because the train that is humanity is going off the edge of a cliff right now. And it's that simple. So we're going to hit that first when we come back, and then just all the news. And it is insane. But we're going to hit all of it we can get to here today. And also, every time I come across one of these clips that I'd forgotten I saw decades ago, and I'm glad researchers have dug up, I found the sweetie pie. He was a sweetie pie. Ted Gunderson, man, that guy, I'd hear him say this stuff 25, 30 years ago, I thought he was nuts, except I kept researching and finding it was true. A little short clip, resurfaced on Twitter, where he lays out every damn thing that was going to go down. That was back when the FBI was not pure evil. We're going to play that as well coming up. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
The globalists want us on our knees. They're turning off the infrastructure. They're turning off the power. They're turning off the electricity. They're flooding us with fentanyl. They're brainwashing us. They're trying to break our will. But we are aware that they're the enemy, and so this is going to backfire on them. I predicted that. It is backfiring on them. I bet on humanity. The viewers and listeners of this broadcast bet on humanity, and now the globalists are in deep trouble. So, first big story I want to hit. About a week and a half ago, we covered at the time, there was a big headline about the current president, Barack Obama, his puppet is Biden, and he was giving a big speech to Democrat donors, and he said, you type the headline in, Obama blames Trump for China's rise. So the globalists go to China when they didn't have running water or electricity in 98% of the country. They build it up the 70s right through the 2000s. They do one-sided trade deals. They give them all our weapons technology. They let them buy up Hollywood. They let them buy up our infrastructure. They let them buy up our farmland. They let them buy up the computer companies. And then they turn around when Trump sees it's happening, gets into office, stands up to them, flips the trade deficit on its head, makes us number one energy exporter in the world in just a few years, and Obama, we just put the headline on screen, Obama then blames Trump. Well, I've got a clip from 2009 with Christina Freeland, the Ukrainian vice leader under Trudeau. Christina Freeland interviewing George Soros about the USA, China, and the New World Order. A decline in the value of the dollar is necessary. China will be the engine driving forward a managed decline of the dollar. Now, we're watching a managed decline of the dollar with the BRICS and all the policies designed to kill the dollar. But notice what's happened to George Soros since 2009. By about 2000, he's critical of Xi Jinping. By 2001, he says Xi Jinping is a bad person. By 2002, he says Xi Jinping is Hitler and we're at war with him. And now, by 2023, he's calling for war. Now, I agree China's out of control. I agree Xi Jinping's bad. But Western elites use China to give them market dominance, not just over communist Chinese crap and things that break by the time you get them out of the box from Walmart or Target, but the superconducting systems, the microchips, the weapon systems, the drugs. Most of our drugs are made there. And so now China has double-crossed the globalists. I mean, who couldn't see that coming? I predicted it for decades. And George Soros says that Xi Jinping is the new Hitler. Type it in. George Soros says Xi Jinping is new Hitler. You'll get the Times of London. You'll get The Economist, put up by the Rothschilds. You'll get the Financial Times of London. You'll get the New York Times. You'll get the Washington Post. So This is Frankenstein's monster that George Soros and the globalists with their policies help create. And everybody knows what Frankenstein, the monster, does. He always goes after his creator. Now, the globalists literally thought they could control a totalitarian, anti-human dictatorship that sells political dissidents' organs and has tens of millions in slave camps. They really think you can set up a tyranny that has massive power and that it's going to continue to follow orders from Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and Tim Cook and George Soros. That shows you the mental illness of these people. Anybody that read a history book, no matter where you were, in Asia or Africa or ancient Europe or Mesoamerica, every time this happens, these alliances of tyrants, and then they turn on each other. And what happens in the process? Major war, collapse, destruction. So the car market started plunging 6 months ago. Then 3 months ago, the real estate market for private home ownership plunged. Now the commercial real estate's plunging. The numbers are in. I was on with Steve Bannon today, and before I went on, former top Trump advisor Steve Cortez was on with him. It was a 10-minute segment. It was powerful. And I got the crew downloading that second hour of Bannon. We're going to play that 10-minute clip as soon as the crew tells me we get it, because he knocked it out of the park, how they, by design, imploded the economy and why we're going into this depression. Now, if they keep posing as the saviors and aren't identified, they're going to sell us on the central bank digital currency. They're going to sell us on the social credit score and the vaccine passport and the universal basic income because we're so poor after the collapse. We have to point out that that's just a process to get us deeper in chains, more under their control. So if you think things are bad now, they plan to make them far worse. So they still want the Chinese communist model. That's their model. China's just bucking them on who runs the world. But they're all still going towards total AI, censorship, surveillance, control, slavery. So the chains are going on right now, and we have to wake up to this and say no, and we are. And the good news is we have a fighting chance because of you, the viewers and listeners, that have cared over the years and done your own research and know we were telling the truth and have promoted this broadcast and others. But now is the real critical juncture in the fight. So let's go ahead and play this clip of Chrystia Freeland, the deputy prime minister up in Canada, interviewing George Soros back when China, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, China's going to run things. China's the boss. China's God. China's the master. There's nothing you can do. They're going to run everything. Just bend over. Let them spy on us. Let them buy up the infrastructure. Let them have spies everywhere. Just do it. It's the way it is. It's all over. It's just lay down and die. Resistance is futile. And 10 years later, 11 years later, Xi Jinping is Hitler and an authoritarian and is Orwellian. And, oh, my God, we better do something. He's so horrible. They're not all powerful. Their only power is getting us to be convinced that they are powerful and ceding our power to them. Here's the clip. We'll go to break.
What sort of a financial deal should Obama be seeking to strike when he travels to China next month?
No, I think this would be the time, because you really need to bring China into the creation of a new world order. Financial world order. They are kind of reluctant members of the IMF. They play along, but they don't make much of a contribution because it's not their institution. Their share is not commensurate. Their voting rights are not commensurate to their weight. So I think you need a new world order, that China has to be part of the process of creating it, and they have to buy in, they have to own it the same way as, let's say, the United States owns the Washington Consensus, the current order. And I think this would be a more stable one where you would have a coordinated policies. I think the makings of it are already there, because the G20, in agreeing to peer reviews, effectively is moving in that direction.
Given this continued weakness in the U.S. economy, are people right to start to be concerned about the dollar?
Well, they are, of course, and the dollar is a very weak currency except for all the others. So there is a general sort of lack of confidence in currencies, and a move away from currencies into real assets. The Chinese are continuing to run a big trade surplus, and they're still accumulating assets, and basically the renminbi is permanently undervalued because it's tied to the dollar. There's a diversification.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extremely powerful clip of George Soros talking to, who's been at one point the deputy head of the World Economic Forum, the vice prime minister of Canada, currently under the dictator, because he stole the election, only had 30% of the vote on record, but used parliamentary manipulation to stay in power, Justin Trudeau, interviewing him about, well, the dollar's weak, we've got to get rid of the dollar, the new world order's here, China will be in charge. That's the summation of the 2-minute, 19-second clip we just played. If you're a new viewer, just tune in right now. Go to the archive this afternoon. The full show will be posted. 15, 20 minutes of the show, we play the clip. Okay, so that's what's so frustrating is these people sit here salivating about the end of America. I'm warning you it's coming. I'm warning you they're cutting off our resources. They're saying they're doing it, and then I'm the conspiracy theorist. But now you notice China double-crossed them starting in about 2011, 12. And it took the neocons of the deep state a few years to figure out they were being bitch slapped around by a real dictator who doesn't respect them and doesn't care about them. So it's two different evil forces fighting with each other. And I'm going to tie that in to now what's currently happening with the global economy. But the only reason they haven't already totally tanked the dollar is China isn't going along with them. So now they've been trying to prop it up, but it's too late. Because they have the schizophrenic policy of attacking Russia, which drives India, Russia, and China, and Brazil into the BRICS. So their old policy still baked in to end America. But now they're trying to stomp the brakes. They still want to burn cities down and take our guns and ship fentanyl in and get rid of the borders and demoralize us and castrate our children. They just can't help themselves, all of that, but they're weakening the host. When they were supposed to merge us with China, they'd be in control of China, and then they would have the managed decline of the dollar, which translates into what? What does the managed decline of the dollar translate into for a 3-year-old? Your currency, especially when you don't produce a lot because you've been shut down by design, they even shut our energy off. If all you got's a currency, what's the managed decline of the currency? The managed decline of the country. And what's the managed decline of the country? The managed decline of the economy, the managed decline of the people, the managed decline of the individual, the managed decline of you and I. Get a brownie point from the English teacher. Instead of saying me. There we are. And it's in your face, the great reset to build on your ashes the Build Back Better. What lunatic would go along with this? Even George Soros has pulled back from China and they're trying to scramble. But still their minions, trained to hate America, trained to worship Xi Jinping, trained to worship the globalists, just can't help it because they're still following the old script. Even though your masters have tried to pull out of the old script, you can't help it. So, yeah, I spend an inordinate amount of time talking to the black sheep. And I don't mean black people. I mean, they see me as a black sheep because I'm an anti-establishment. But I really see those of you that serve evil and are going against common sense as crazy sheep. I mean, you're nuts. There's no reason to go along with this. Not one. Even if you're George Soros. They were in love with China. They were the answer. They were the holy grail of tyranny. They had 1.5 billion slaves. They were the model. They were everything. And, of course, just like Stalin and Hitler in the middle of World War II, were in an arms deal and in a treaty together and were allies, they turned against each other. Gee, who could have seen that coming? I did. And that's the delusional nature of the globalist. And I'll tell you what else I can see. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses, all the New World Order's men couldn't put their world government back together again. Any moron who knows history will know that once an elite and a corrupt system is exposed, it cannot do anything to put it back together again, except make the collapse worse for themselves, everybody else. So I'm kind of like the cops when they got a guy holding people hostage in a bank. No pun intended to what the tragedy yesterday. They didn't hold hostage to shot people. Or a guy holding people hostage, say, at a house. And the police get on their loudspeakers and they say, those women and children haven't done anything to you. Look, you'll probably only spend 10 years in jail right now if you turn them loose. But you know there's a God in heaven, and you kill those women and children. You don't want to do that. You don't want to be a bad person. Why don't you just come out with your hands up, and we'll go easy on you. You're not going to make it out of this alive today if you hurt those people. Stop now. You've already lost. And I'm literally sitting here in the New Order. Look, you probably don't even know. You probably didn't study who you work for. I have. The British Crown commissioned all sorts of scientific experiments in the last 300 years. And 180 years ago, they began funding eugenics and a plan for global government and a way to alter society for total control. We're now 180 years into that plan, and it's a horrible plan. You don't have to be part of that plan. Listen. You won't even go to prison. Just put down the poison syringe. Put down the GMO. Put down the 5G. Come out, and we'll let you go into absentia. You can just walk away.
Just give us the gas, and we'll let you walk away. There's been too much pain.
Of course, I'm quoting Humongous from Road Warrior. I'm not saying that's where we're at, but your minions are like Humongous. And if anybody, for folks that don't know Humongous, says, will you guys find Humongous speech, Road Warrior? Let's come in next segment with the Humongous speech. And then I'll get to Ted Gunderson. And then I'll get to all the rest of it, and then we'll also take your calls. But I mean, look, I've looked at every angle. I'm obsessed with history. I'm not one of these fakes that acts like they know stuff and then just has a few talking points. I live this. I drink this. I sleep this. I everything this. I don't say a cuss word. But I SH-T this. I F-U-K this. This is what I do. And you don't need to be smart or even informed to know totalitarianism always gets out of hand and is always bad for everybody, including the establishment. So stop. My message to the globalists is stop. Stop war with Russia. Do a deal. Stop war with China. Stop war with us. Let's just back off this globalist plan and let's not do it. But listen, I know most of you can't help it. You love the power and the idea, the authority you've got. And you've been trained to hate America and hate God. And because you have a antichrist spirit, you're not going to be able to stop yourselves. My message is not to those of you that have committed the ultimate sin and refused the Holy Spirit and gone past the point of return. My message is to those that are standing on a knife's edge, on a razor's edge. It can go either way. And I'm saying, if you hear me and you feel touched, that means you still have God in you. And be like Darth Vader. Throw Emperor Palpatine down the reactor shaft. Don't literally hurt somebody. I'm saying, take the evil in your life, take your commitment to Satan, and say, you know what? This is not good. It's destroying me and my future. I'm going to throw you this idea down the shaft. I'm going to get rid of it. And that's all I got to do. It's a decision. It's a commitment. We'll be right back. Stay with us. They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We're entering an age of the road war. A designed barbarism to collapse civilization and bring in a scientific total tyranny on its ashes. We must save civilization and build a better future, or enter a new dark age of tyranny, the likes of which the mind has not imagined.
Greetings from the Humongous, the Lord Humongous, the warrior of the wasteland, the Ayatollah of Rock and Roller!
I am gravely disappointed. Again, you have made me unleash my dogs of war. Look at what remains of your gallant scouts. Why? Because you're selfish. You hoard your gasoline. You've not answered to
U.S.
Now, my prisoners say, you plan to take your gasoline out of the wasteland. You send them out this morning to find a vehicle. A rig big enough to hold that fat tank of gas. What a puny plan. Look around you. This is the value of death.
See? Nothing can escape. The Among Us rules the wasteland.
Give them nothing.
Blow it up.
The Among Us will not be defiled.
Kill the boyfriend. All over now. To burn everything down now.
We go in.
But their masters are promising them later, later. But China has already turned against them. And now their forces are divided.
I understand you, Caleb. We all are someone we love. But we do it my way.
Moses, wait.
We do it my way. Fear is our ally. The gasoline will be ours. Then you shall have your revenge.
Anybody serving the New World Order might as well be in that fictitious pack of criminals in the road war. That's why we're MadMaxTV.world. MadMaxTV. MadMaxWorld.tv. That's where we are in this Mad Max world. So you can pretend like you're on the winning team, but the globalists don't care about you. I know our regular audience understands that and knows that. Just give us the gas. We spare your lives. So, former FBI agent, head of the Los Angeles sector, Ted Gunderson, says the Bilderberg, this is in 1996, and New World Order Illuminati is behind all of the heinous crimes against humanity. Here's the clip.
I personally investigated the Oklahoma City bombing case. Huge cover-up. Jack Kennedy's assassination, huge cover-up. Bobby Kennedy's assassination, huge cover-up. World Trade Center, huge cover-up. Okay. Terrorism. They're using it as an excuse to take away our constitutional rights and our civil liberties.
Cosmic flame.
The Bilderbergs. The Illuminati, Bilderberg, New World Order, globalists are the element behind this. It dovetails into the satanic movement, and this movement has infiltrated into our intelligence community, the once great FBI and the CIA.
You know, I'd hear him say that 25 years ago, and he'd come in town and come on my radio show, and go out to dinner, and I'd go research what he was saying, and it was all true. And then, 3 years ago, they released the Finder's case emails. The FBI released thousands of pages, and everything he told me about that was true. A CIA command base with kids being kidnapped and raped on video, and the CIA compromising politicians with it. Ted Gunderson exposed that. They wanted him to be the FBI director. And he got out because he wouldn't be part of it. So, yeah, we used to have good folks high level in the FBI. He was high level. You know, he ran the COINTEL program. He thought he was fighting communists. He apologized. He was dying of cancer on my show from his hospital bed that he ran the operations against Martin Luther King. He said on air, most of it was made up. King was cheating on his wife, but not as much as they said. But he still felt bad sending letters to King's wife and harassing him and having women call up King's wife and say, oh, I'm pregnant for Martin Luther King Jr. And none of that was true. Even when King stopped cheating on his wife, still Gunderson hammered him. And he put the Black Panthers in jail. He did it all. But before he died, he apologized for it. But he believed he was doing a good job. The difference is he didn't blow up federal buildings full of kids and blame it on the American people. He exposed Oklahoma City, along with General Parton. So that's very important. So, very, very powerful information, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm glad to be able to say on my deathbed, and I'm not judging Gunderson, that I won't have to apologize for stuff like that. But it makes me respect him. By the way, I've been wanting to get his son on. Let's get his son on. He said he'd come on like a year ago. We never got him on. I want Gunderson's son on. Gunderson was an incredible guy. But it makes me admire Gunderson even more that when the rubber met the road, he admitted things he did was wrong. The point is, he was an insider, and he exposed the satanic nature of it. And so much of our success today against their operations is because of him. So hats off to Ted Gunderson. All right, some good news. We need to fund our operation. We haven't had our best-selling products in for a while. The cavalry's here. This is the strongest 10-hour clean energy you're going to find. It's not in single packets anymore. It's even stronger and even more of it. You got to be careful. I wouldn't take the full dose the first time you take it. Memory, focus, strength, stamina, Turbo Force Plus, back in stock. This is next level energy, and it funds the info war. So it fuels your energy. It fuels our energy in the fight. It's a 360 win. It is available 25% off back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy. It's got everything, ladies and gentlemen. You need to go check this out. It's got very expensive, very safe proprietary ingredients and a whole bunch of organics and a whole bunch of herbs. It is next level. So get ready. Sold out for 8 months. Turbo Force, now back in stock. Turbo Force Plus, even stronger. InfoWarsStore.com. And selling out. DNA Force Plus will be sold out in just 4 or 5 days. Still 40% off. Still good for your telomeres, your whole body. Got about 2 weeks of this. It won't come in for about 3 months, 4 months. Real Red Pill Plus with the preglinone and so much more to supercharge. How about the Fountain of Youth? It's 40% off. All at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And this is almost sold out. My dad produces it, retired dentist. I asked him to order more a month ago. He didn't do it. It'll be sold out for months, maybe forever. Concentrated essential oils with turmeric toothpaste. Nobody's got this. It's the best out there. It's at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Get great products and find the tip of the spear in the fight, a 360 win. I want to thank all of you that got the products. I want to encourage those of you that haven't to get the products today. Turbo Force is 10 hours of powerful energy. Be careful when you take it. It's over the top. And then there's two different nootropics we have, Brain Force Place, Brain Force Plus, or Brain Force Ultra. They're two different nootropics. They're excellent, but they operate different ways. Try them all and see which ones you like the best. InfoWarsStore.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Not about to stop.
What's the distance? I will not go to stop. The man who you to survive. It's deep. I am dying.
We are back live, broadcasting worldwide in defiance of globalist tyranny. All right, here's what I want to do ahead of Cargill. He's having victory after victory. This guy's definitely got the touch. Joining us in the third hour. Before I get to all of that, I want to give the number out and talk about the state of the world and talk about Russia, talk about China encircling Taiwan the last 5 days, doing attack drills, including nuclear attack drills on the country. Biden, again, just like last year, got lost with the Easter Bunny and like it's a ritual, didn't know who he was. We'll talk about that. I've got a bunch of shooting videos from different blue states and blue cities we're going to get to, and their big push to ban semi-autos. We've got commercial real estate collapse accelerating. We've got the Federal Reserve rolling out a central bank digital currency and USA Today saying that's not the case. We've got the drag queen pedo times in overdrive. We've got more on the Trump indictments. All of this and more today. So, first-time callers, that means if you ever got left on hold at the end, try to get to all the calls, you're a first-time caller, if you never got on air. First-time callers, Or I'll say this. Here's a new thing. Not first-time callers. If you haven't gotten on the show in a year, first-time callers and people that haven't gotten on the show in a year, I want to give new people a chance. I love the regular callers, but I want to give that giant audience, that ocean of amazing minds and souls, a chance to talk on air, and I want to hear what you have to say. So the toll-free number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, or 877-789-ALEX. And we will take your calls here today on the State of the World. Can we put the live show feed on screen? I wrote this headline this morning because I didn't know what else to say. I mean, the globalists have triggered the Great Reset. The world is descending into war and total collapse while the New World Order has lost control. That's the key. They wanted an organized decline of the dollar, an organized decline of the West, an organized collapse to build their system on top. But like all tyrants, it's gotten out of their control. When they had us asleep, when they could do whatever they wanted, they thought they were gods, they were invincible. But now the world isn't going along, which shows the power of humanity. It also shows the power of destructiveness if now we don't fill the gap and fill in that vacuum. Now, I was on with Steve Bannon for 45 minutes today. And let me tell you, I'm not kissing Steve Bannon's ass. But when it comes to shows other than this one, Tucker's there and there's Steve Bannon. I mean, the guest he's got, what he says is just absolutely critical to victory against tyranny. And he had former top Trump advisor Steve Cortez on laying out what's really happening. The one thing he got wrong was saying it was an accident, it was a mistake. No, the globalists have been collapsing the economy, creating war on the streets and all of this by design for their Great Reset. But everything else he says is dead on. Here is the amazing analysis. Up to the break. We'll be back next hour.
Steve Cortez, the floor is yours, sir.
So listen, commercial real estate, I believe, is the biggest economic risk to every American's life. Even if you think you are uninvolved in commercial real estate, it matters to you. And let me lay out the reasons why. And this is my new article, The Syllabus of Economic Errors. And I titled it that, by the way, to pay homage to Pius IX, who wrote the actual Syllabus of Errors. If we can show chart number 4, by the way, let's have a quick laugh or a smile if we can before we start to cry about the Syllabus of the Errors. So that's Joe Biden, of course, on the left, and that is Pius IX on the right. Which one of these two would you rather be governed by? I'll take the guy on the right any day who wrote the Syllabus of Errors. But getting to the errors, and these are sequential, and they are compounding over the last 3 years. Why is commercial real estate in such a perilous condition right now? It starts with the lockdowns of 2020, which were, of course, totally unscientific. They were illogical. They were unfair. They were illegal in large part. But nonetheless, the lockdowns, one of the economic there were so many dire consequences that we're still dealing with, social, physical, mental, from the lockdowns. But in terms of the economic consequences of the lockdowns taught a lot of individuals, by necessity, individuals and companies, both workers and employers, that they could effectively, or at least effectively enough, work from home. Okay, so that was the first predicate of this march toward a commercial real estate crisis. We then had, in the summer of 2020, the BLM riots. We had violence and carnage all over the United States. And by the way, those same public health authorities, and I cite this in my article and give the links, those very same public health authorities who told us that for our own safety we had to stay home, remember this, never forget this, they said, oh, but you get a hall pass, it's okay to congregate, it's okay to gather, as long as it's for BLM riots, as long as it is for agitation for leftist narratives. They literally said that to us. Okay, so the BLM riots of 2020 created such carnage, lasting violence to this day, decimating city centers around the United States that have effectively made them into no-go zones. I was just back, Steve, in my home city of Chicago, and on a regular workday, the Chicago Loop is practically a ghost town, and the few people that you do see roaming around are generally unsavory characters. The same kind of situation in downtown San Francisco. So we taught people by necessity that they have to work remotely, that they can work from home. We turned the city centers into dangerous no-go zones. What's the result? Well, the result is, unfortunately, massive spikes in vacancies in downtown office buildings. Not my opinion. Let's go to the charts. Let's look at chart number 2, please, if we could. This is vacancy in downtown offices. That chart goes all the way back to 2006. Notice the massive spike in vacancies right now at the far right end of that graph, far worse than 2008-2009. And Steve, as I said in the previous segment, most of the risks in 08 and 09 were in the residential real estate sector. That's not the case now. The risks are in the commercial real estate sector. So moving on with the sequence of failures, with the syllabus of economic errors, what's the next massive error? Well, what did Joe Biden do? When he took office, he was handed a wonderful economic handoff of an economy that was recovering with low inflation. And what did he do? He engaged in absolutely exorbitant borrowing and spending with the help, with the assistance of collaborationist Republicans on Capitol Hill, particularly in the U.S. Senate. So you take this situation, okay, of an already very vulnerable commercial real estate market, particularly as it pertains to office buildings, and you throw on top of that massive amounts of inflation. Inflation that was created by Joe Biden. Always remember that, folks. This isn't bad luck. This isn't the business cycle. This is a created crisis of inflation. And then what is the result from there? The result is bank failures, which we're now experiencing. So let's bring this all the way up to the present day. The Silicon Valley Bank failed for a lot of reasons, but as its depositors in tech who were suffering from the very inflation that Biden caused, as they were suffering from that inflation, as they were clamoring for cash and withdrawing their funds from the bank couldn't meet those obligations. Why? Because its bond holdings were getting killed because of Biden's inflation. So again, that's why I say these are compounding errors. One feeds off of the next. And what is the result of this bank crisis that we are presently in? We see a collapse in bank lending. If we can go to chart number 3, this is a recent headline from Bloomberg talking about, and this is bringing it all the way to the present day, the most recent data we have, the last 2 weeks of March, bank lending, Steve, dropped by $105 billion. That is the most in history in data that goes back a half century. So we now have a credit crunch. We have an absolute collapse in bank lending. That means that the American economy, particularly Main Street businesses, particularly smaller firms who rely on the smaller regional banks, have an absolute dearth, a desert of capital right now. Why? Because of this syllabus of error. So I hope I have laid out in logical terms with facts and figures and charts how we got here and why these risks are so perilous.
Elon Musk is suppressing Substack right now. Everybody knows that. How did they get to your Substack? How did it get to your social media, Steve? This is something people must read.
Yes, please. SteveCortez.substack.com. And I do link to it also on my social medias. On Twitter, I'm at Cortez, Steve Cortez with an S.
Okay, so we're gonna get Cortez on the show. Really smart guy. I've been following him for years. But it's not a cascade of errors. It's a designed collapse of the economy the globalists admit they're doing. They don't just perfectly have the perfect errors in the perfect order to perfectly do it by accident. They admit they're doing it on purpose. And the good news is we can stop them. Because as soon as the public knows they're behind it, they'll have to back off, just like the shots. And I've got articles all over the world. Republicans forced Biden to officially end COVID-19 emergency. A bunch of news on that. We have to keep hammering them and hammering them that they're behind it. They're not just idiots. Phones are loaded. Hour number 2 is about to begin. I'll intersperse a bunch of other news and breaking information I don't have time to get to yet when we start hour number 2. Please, the millions of listeners and viewers, tell everybody you know and complete strangers, tune in now, MadMaxWorld.tv, InfoWars.com, and local stations. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injuries injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic